So let's settle into this practice for 20 minutes as a practice of relating, of coming into friendly relationship. And first and foremost with ourselves. And you can sense if we come into this type of relationship with ourselves, all our different parts, different entanglements within, that kind of naturally ripples out the way. Also, and it just needs to be an intention. So, you know, there will be parts of us that find it very hard to be kind to ourselves. Can we bring friendliness to those parts also? And in this practice, it's really about honoring the intention. So we can allow our awareness to drop down into the heart center, area in the center of our chest. And if we want to place a hand on our heart center, we can do. And as we've mentioned already, just this sense that this luminous cheetah is there behind the scenes already. And it's from there that we're radiating this intention of kindness out the way. Just seeing if you can connect with the intention. And again, we can include however we're feeling this evening, whatever's going on in our inner world, just this sense that it can be touched by this radiating kindness within our heart center. This intention that's already here just by virtue of coming on this retreat. Just imagining kindness radiating out from the heart, all directions, infusing your, touching your whole being. All the different parts, all the different patterns, all trying to help you. But often the side effect of that is inner turmoil, inner suffering, inner entanglement. May this being and all its parts be well. May this kindness soothe and heal, touch my experience just as it is. So even if there's a part of us trying to get to some experience, to feel a certain thing, to have things be a certain way, just seeing if we can include that also within this field of radiating kindness. There's any pressure happening within, this too could be a part that we can include. Any tensions, any pushing or pulling. All trying to help, trying to get you to a good place. We can start to reveal to ourselves that this good place is really only ever right here. A So radiating this intention of kindness out from the heart center. May I be well. May I be safe and at ease. May I be happy in body and mind. May I know peace. So if the mind wanders or drifts or go off into thinking, just kindly, gently bringing it back to the heart center, our awareness connecting with our heart center. And then just imagining radiating kindness out, infusing our body, heart and mind. Just noticing how it feels in the heart center. Just being curious. So many things inside of us working so hard to try to find well-being. Could invite them just to soften and relax. Just let themselves receive something from this moment, the center of our being. Just this sense of kindness radiating out. Just including whatever emotions or feelings are there in the heart. Often there's different emotions, different feelings, maybe feeling frustration, agitation. These can all be included. They're just part of what obscures. So maybe with this sensing into this bigger scheme of freedom, bigger space, infused with kindness and awareness. Just tuning in and sensing into all the ways that this body and mind and all its different parts and patterns trying to help and protect, all needed through the years. And also ready to be freed up. May all parts of me be well. May all parts of me be safe and at ease. May all parts of me be happy in body and mind. May all parts of me know peace. So just to continuing imagining, it's got kindness radiating from the heart center. And without separation, also imagining this kindness radiating out from your heart center, rippling into the wider environment, so beyond your body. Tuning into other beings in this meditation space we've created together. Just all very similar lives to ourselves, similar journeys, similar challenges, similar trials and tribulations, similar inner conflicts. Just all wanting to be at ease, be happy. Just seeing how this kind intention can ripple out towards these beings. Also, other beings maybe in your household. Neighbors, creatures, animals close by. Just imagining this kindness radiating out wider circles from your heart center. Doesn't matter what it encounters, what struggles, challenges, emotions, experiences, can all be included, including whatever's there in your heart, whatever emotion, whatever feeling. Maybe it doesn't feel like anything's there in your heart center, may feel blank or unclear. Just continuing to connect with this intention to offer kindness out in all directions from your heart center. And wider still, beings that you don't know so well, you know they're there, other people that live close to you. Just like you, maybe having a different experience, feeling a certain way. This can all be met, included within this radiating kindness. Friendliness. And in your own time, just letting your mind awareness let go of these other beings around you. And just letting your awareness come back to your heart center. Just noticing how it feels there. Just this sense in this practice that we're getting used to this intention being available to us more and more, become familiar to us, this way of relating. So may this practice be for our own well-being and also the well-being of all of life. Thank you, everyone, for your metta practice, but also this real sense of appreciation for what we've been up to today and exploring our path in our own unique lives. And again, at this time of night, it's really good to just acknowledge and give yourself some self-appreciation in terms of what you've been up to today and how you've used your time and you know, the good intention that's here and the way that we've supported each other. And I've really enjoyed practicing and exploring with you today, and just starting to get to know all your faces. And we've got another day tomorrow where we can dive on in there. And we had a good turnout this morning at 7 a.m. So nice to keep that going. It's good to start the day on that footing. So if you are able to come along tomorrow at 7, delighted to see you. And if you need to take more sleep and that feels like what needs to happen, that's also totally fine. But there's something about, yeah, you know, we've got good, precious time in a way that we can really, in a kind, relaxed, but also with a sincere intention, really make use of and try and find that middle way of practice and awakening. So before we depart, I wanted to share this poem with you, which I think really speaks well to the kind of mysterious way in which our suffering and our challenges can transform into something quite different. And that's really how it seems to work. And we don't always see this, but we can start to gain more trust and confidence in it. And this can be a real resource as we move through our day-to-day life, where of course there are so many challenges, and you know, especially in the world in which we live in at this time. So it's a poem by Naomi Shihab Nye called Kindness, which some of you might have heard before. So we can just let these words ripple into our being, and then we can wave cheerio to each other and wish each other good night and go off into whatever we need to do next. So she writes, "Before you know what kindness really is, you must lose things. Feel the future dissolve in a moment like salt in a weakened broth. What you held in your hand, what you counted and carefully saved, all this must go so you know how desolate the landscape can be between the regions of kindness. How you ride and ride, thinking the bus will never stop. The passengers eating maize and chicken will stare out the window forever. Before you learn the tender gravity of kindness, you must travel where the Indian in a white poncho lies dead by the side of the road. You must see how this could be you, how he too was someone who journeyed through the night with plans and the simple breath that kept him alive. Before you know kindness as the deepest thing inside, you must know sorrow as the other deepest thing. You must wake up with sorrow. You must speak to it till your voice catches the thread of all sorrows and you see the size of the cloth. Then it is only kindness that makes sense anymore. Only kindness that ties your shoes and sends you out into the day to gaze at bread. Only kindness that raises its head from the crowd of the world to say, it is I you have been looking for, and then goes with you everywhere like a shadow or a friend." So take care, friends, and see you tomorrow. Rest well.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.